Welcome to the Crossroad Off-Road Podcast, brought to you by Motors & More Jeeps in Brainerd, Minnesota, and by Zeus Off-Road in Burnsville, Minnesota. Hey guys, this week I talked to you all about hinges in the upcoming segment. But first, I want to kind of make something clear. I talked about maybe heating the hinges up, but with some heat. I can't remember if we did that or not, and we did not heat the hinges themselves up. So I just want to make that clear before I start, because that would ruin the paint. But you can heat up the bolts on some of the hinges up top. So I talk all about that later on here. But first, I want to talk to you about something my sponsor sent me. It has to do with the Jeep he has on a lot. It's a 2014 Wrangler Unlimited, just shy of 100,000 miles on this guy. It's a dark gray guy. It looks great. And reason I'm pretty excited about this one, it's a manual transmission. So if you guys are in a market for a JK with a manual, there's a great one on a lot at Motors & More Jeeps in Brainerd, Minnesota. And also, if you pick that Jeep up, you can also go to Zeus Off Road. You get a $500 credit from Motors & More Jeep if you buy this one, one off their lot, and a $500 credit at Zeus Off Road to get some upgrades done to it. And a little teaser, next week I'm going to talk to Chad from Zeus. He's the Wisconsin Trail, and we're going to kind of get an update on that one and also an update on some things going on around the shop. So I think he finished a big project. I want to know more about it. So stay tuned for that one coming up next week. And if you do get some work done over at Zeus and you mentioned that you heard about it on a podcast here, you get a free hat or t-shirt. So just a reminder about a couple of deals we have going on there. So without talking too much more, you get to hear more Mitch and me talking about some hinges and some ideas I have on hinges. Here it is. Hey guys, thanks for listening in. This week's podcast, as many of my podcasts come out with, start with just an idea of what I want to talk about for the week. And sometimes it comes with people I'm talking to or things I'm finding online. And this week it comes down to what I saw online. It has to do with hinges. And somebody had posted that they power coated their hinges on their JK, and it got me thinking about how I did the hinges with my buddy Wade and the TJs that we have. And we decided to go full on stainless steel. I'm going to kind of talk a bit about that, but I'm going to back up Wade a bit more and talk a bit about just getting your doors off. I think that everybody should try to get their doors off at some point. If you kind of want to use your hinges at all down the road, or replace them, I should say, or do anything with your hinges, you have to get them off the vehicle anyhow. But when we took ours off, we probably did it the wrong way at times. And I'll explain that a little bit here now. So my buddy Wade got his Jeep first, and I think his doors were off and on a lot from the previous owner. And that way they were really easy to get off and on. Actually, I think he had a set of fabric doors that came with his setup. They ended up selling right away. But in the end, his came off really easily, I believe. But when I picked my Jeep up, I think the doors were never off the Jeep until I took them off about 15 minutes after I got home, I started working on how to get the doors off. But what everybody knows, the design of the Jeep, the reason why the hinges tend to rust, and that's the major flaw, I guess, of the design flaw is that most of the hinges, I'm looking at it right now, it's exposed to the world. So you're going to get salt, you're going to get grime, you're going to get moisture on there, you're going to get UV, you're going to get all that just kind of coming in on that. No matter what Jeep you got, if it's a CJ all the way through the JLs, all have some part or most of the hinge exposed. The JKs and JLs have the inner hinge is inside. I was looking at my brother-in-law's Jeep, and it's on the inside of the Jeep. So it's the inside. I guess it's not quite just on the door panel or the, what do you call it, the body panel where the TJs tend to mount. They're on the inside in the door jamb where the inner one mounts up. So that one's going to be covered up a little bit, but the actual, where the hinge actually hinges, is exposed to the world. So if you guys got like a brand new or newer, like a 2015, 2017 JK, yeah, the first place you're going to see rust is on those hinges. And that's a common problem for everybody. JL guys, guess what? You're probably going to have rust on your hinges. So what they do is they're using steel. They're not using aluminum or stainless steel. They're using something that's going to rust. And unfortunately, guys, we live in Minnesota. So those things are going to rust. But in order to kind of care, general maintenance, taking those off and putting some sort of grease or anti-seize on there will be helpful. I think I put white lithium on mine once or twice a year, maybe 3 times a year. I'll put a little lube on there just to kind of make sure it stays nice and it's easy to come off. Once you do that, then they just slide off and on, no problem. So, but the challenge we had with getting mine off is we got the nuts off on the bottom, and then they won't come up. It just kind of was froze in that position, and we tried everything. We were hammering underneath there, and that's what we did wrong. We kind of had a punch underneath, trying to kind of push the pin up, as we're lifting. Just wrestled around with it for a very long time. Then what we did, which was a great idea, I had ex my old garage, I had exposed 2x4s, and the ceiling joists were still there. So we wrapped a ratchet strap around, two ratchet straps, opened the door all the way as much as we could, put the ratchet straps on the top of the door, and just sat down in the Jeep. Instead of lifting the whole time, we basically used our own body weight to kind of pull the Jeep down. And I think we just lightly tapped on it. And then the tapping on that pin and then the weight lifted the door right off. I repeated that same idea with my brother's JK four-door that he bought, and the doors were never off of that. We did the same thing with that one, and they just kind of popped right off eventually. I don't think we used heat on the door hinges just to get the door out, to remove it. I'll explain more on that heat in a bit, but that's how we got the door hinges, or the doors, I should say, up and off. Before you even start that process, you want to know where you're going to put your doors, because now you have a 60-pound, 70-pound door in your hand, where you're going to put it. So you could have simply just have some carpet on the floor and lean against the wall. That's what I did for a little while till I bought my $7 shelves from Home Depot that I put my doors on now. They're hanging on right now. I'm looking at them. So you can do just have a plan on where your door is going to go. So, and if you have power windows, make sure you hit the power window down before you take it off, because otherwise you have a window sitting there. You can't really hang it anywhere. So that's just some ways that we got the door off. And it was a wrestling match. It was all of the work. It was a few hour job until we kind of found the simpler way to do it. But that's how to get the door off and where to put it. I know that they have a strap on the inside. I think I went and bought a newer straps, the retaining straps. I bought some new ones for mine a long time ago. I kept the old ones for some reason, but bought some new ones for that. Just a little bit shorter ones, I think I bought because of my new mirrors I put on there. I relocated the mirrors a little further up and forward off the door so I can have mirrors all the time. Only drawback of that is the passenger mirror is a little tough to see out of, so I got one of those little round mirrors on the side of it, so it's about a inch and a half square, and that's what I use as my rear view mirror, so I can be safe, and I before I take a right turn, I definitely look to the right, make sure nobody's out there. But yeah, so those that's kind of what you gotta do if you want to go doorless, and that's what I got going on right now. So I'll talk about those mirrors a little bit later, but well, the big bulk of what I want to talk about today is hinges themselves. So a lot of this episode, I'm going to talk about hinges because they do rust. And when I bought my Jeep, the windshield hinges on the TJ that folds down. Obviously, I never done that, and I'm probably never going to. But it just looked very bad. I mean, one was totally rusted out, the other one was halfway gone, and along with the door hinges were kind of rusted out. The door handles were rusted out, and we just replaced those. And what you could do, you could try to do, is you can take them off and paint them. And that's what the inspiration for this episode is all about. Because somebody got on Facebook, Twin Cities Jeep Club page. I think, ironically, the guy's name is also Mitch. And he posted that he took his JK hinges off and repainted them, put them back on. And I don't know if he powder coated or just painted them. And I hope it works out for him. But I said, if that doesn't work, try the stainless steel hinges. And that was my big suggestion. And so that's what I'm going to talk about today is my love for stainless steel hinges, because they're never going to rust. So that's what I'm going to encourage you guys to check out if you haven't already. But first, how to get those off is the big question. And the reason I say that is because they are the Torx bits, and Torx bits will strip out if you're not nice to them. So some of you guys listen to this probably have stripped out a few of them. I know we did trying to get this off, but a few tools that will help you out. First and foremost, don't strip it out. Whatever you can do, don't make the mistakes that everybody makes and strip out your Torx bit. Happens all the time. But some things you're gonna wanna have. I got one of those propane cans, camping gas, and it has on there, it's a Turbo Torx by Torxskill. It has a trigger, for, has a trigger on it. Basically, it's a torch. And it's instant. I don't have to have an extra thing to light it. It's instant heat. And before this episode, before I started recording, I kind of researched why does heat work on a bolt. Okay, what it does, if you're heating the Torx bit bolt, if you're right on there, kind of heating up the area around it, some of the people were saying you should just heat up the nut. Well, there's no nut. There's no exposed nut anywhere to go to. So you kind of have to heat the area around it, and especially the bolt. But what it does is it heats up the bolt and the nut, but or the nut or the receiving end of it, or whatever the female end, and it heats them both up. But because of the mass of the nut is smaller, it's going to heat that up even more and expands both of those pieces of metal. And then, so if one is expand by 0.1, the other one's by 0.101, even just a tick more, it's going to be really easy to back that out. It should be pretty simple to get those out once you have the heat on. What you're also going to want to do, you can do, some people suggested putting WD-40 on after you heat it up, but if you have WD-40 and heat and you're going back and forth, you're going to have a fire. So probably want to wipe all the excess stuff off of there, make sure you have a fire extinguisher handy, be safe, but for the most part, the heat's going to do more of a job on the day you're doing it. If you hit the WD-40, do that a couple days ahead of time and try to get all the excess stuff off there before you start throwing heat on it. So heat is what's going to be your friend getting a bolt out. I see a lot of people saying, how do you get these hinges off? How do you get this off? Or how do you get that bolt out? I'm like, heat's the number one deal. Heat is it. But if you do the heat and then you get your Torx bit on there, don't strip it out. That's the idea. Go lightly. It's really easy to strip these things out. Make sure you have the right size Torx bit. Make sure you're not using a 30 on a 35 or vice versa, like I said. So you gotta make sure you got the right one. I've seen plenty of videos where people really have stripped it out, and then they're in for the long haul. You made a 20-minute job last 4 hours when you strip a bolt out. You just one stripped out bolt from a 20-minute job taking 4 hours. So the heat's the number one thing. So like I said, I got those little cans of propane with my, what's it called again? I'll get it out again so you guys can. Turbo Skill is a brand name. Turbo Skill by Turbo Torch. To be honest, I think I got it at Harbor Freight. So maybe Home Depot. On the Harbor Freight thing, a little side note, if you have those jack stands that have been recalled, go ahead and take those back. I got mine sitting in my pickup right now to go back. I think I might do that later on today. But they have recalled some jack stands for some safety issue. Not sure what the issue was, but just double check that. I put that on my page a couple weeks ago. So back to the hinges. So you have the heat, the torch, then the other piece is a manual impact driver, not a drill, not a DeWalt or a Ryobi impact driver. You want a manual impact driver. So what that is, if you, it looks like a, hard to explain what it looks like. It just looks like a long drill bit. But what it is inside it has a little bit of gearing system in it. So when you're holding it on the bolt you want to get out and you're twisting it lefty loosey, and it has a, it's like a punch end, so you can take a hammer and hit it. When you hit that, it gives you 200 pound feet of force with each hammer blow to help get that piece out. So, impact driver on Google. I Googled it earlier on, so I had an idea. TEKTON, Tecton. There's your Amazon special half inch. They also have a three-eighths inch driver. Three-eighths is actually more expensive than the half. But they have them right there on Amazon, and it says right on there. Now it's taking forever to pull up while I'm talking, but it has, like I said, 200 foot-pounds of torque to get your piece of your Torx bit out or anything that's stuck. So it's a good one to have in there. They go for about 16 bucks, 15, 16 bucks. So it's a good thing to have in your toolbox or a buddy's toolbox, like Wade has his, and so I just use his when we need to do anything crazy like this. But they're great to have around for those just real stubborn bolts that won't come out. So they come with a few different screwdriver bits, but and also the place to put on your whatever Torx drive, whatever you have. So heat, manual impact driver, and then some light tapping after you start that one. You start off light. Don't want to strip it out again. Don't strip it out. Those backup tools do not work with a darn if you have a frozen bolt. So you're gonna want to do it the you're gonna want to use the heat. Definitely want to use the heat and then the impact driver. Once you have all those, it makes it a lot easier to back that that Torx bit out. Now, if you have a JK, you might not have as many Torx bits to worry about. You might have some hex bolts to get out, and those might be a little bit easier. But if, trust me, just use the heat first, and if it comes out real easy, good. But if you kind of just kind of jump the gun and start reeking on it, you're going to have a wrestling match in front of you. The ones that come out the hardest are definitely going to be the windshield hinges. I think that was the hardest ones to come out for our project here. So we replaced, I replaced, I should say, the windshield hinges and the door hinges on our my two door here, and with all stainless steel. I think I use Kentrol is a brand name I used. It's on Quadratec for the TJs. Smitty Built, I look for your JK guys. Smitty Built makes a stainless steel hinges for your JKs. And yeah, it might cost you $200 to $400, depends if you have a two door or four door, but you're never gonna have to touch these things again because they are stainless steel. So it's you buy it once, you cry once, and that's why I really like the idea of going to stainless, is because you just have to buy it that one time and then it's good to go. The hard part is just getting everything off. It's definitely, like I say, if you use the heat, you're going to be pretty happy. I think once we kind of realized that we need to use the heat, we just heated every bolt up and they just came out like butter. You can just almost hand twist them out after a bit. And so just make sure you do that. And everyone you get out without stripping, you should definitely high five yourself because it's pretty exciting to get that out without stripping them out. So now you have them, the hinges off. Okay, so you did all the work. You got the hinges off. Got the hinges off your door. You got the hinges off your body panel if you have a TJ. You got the hinges off maybe your windshield, or maybe you just do one hinge setup at a time. Then what? Now you have some painting to do. So what you'll notice too is that they painted these hinges while they're on it. When they made the Jeep, it was all primered. Then they put the hinges on, the doors on, and then they started painting. Okay, so. So everything underneath the hinge is just primer. So if you have a gray Jeep, you're set. But if you have any other color, you're probably gonna want to do some work. So what we did is we taped off the areas around there. We sanded it down a little bit, hit it with some primer, hit it with some body paint. Probably did not need to do that much of a detailed job, but we thought, well, better than having a rusty spot on there. So we got the paint in a little bit. Took our time to do that. Since we knew we were only gonna have to do, hopefully only have to do this one time, we want to do it right. So letting the paint dry, the next step we used, and I couldn't get Wade on today to kind of give me the details on some of these things, but we used a clear RTV, which basically looks like rubber cement. So a clear RTV to underneath between the hinge and the panel. Okay, so we use clear RTV, and that kind of helps set it in place too if you have to do some adjusting. Now your windshield hinges aren't going to move at all. They're going to be just fine. The windshield hinges are just going to be where they're at. I don't think they have too much adjustability built into it, but your door definitely does. Okay, your top hinge is going to be set on your TJs at least. It's going to be set by the hinge that's on the windshield hinge going down, but the bottom hinge has adjustability to it. Okay, but it's all it is just like a nut and a washer on the other side, so it's movable from the inside too, and just the compression will hold that in place between the two. So you can kind of get it in there, get the bolt started, get everything started, have your door on there too, and you have your buddy kind of hold it in place, eyeball where it should be, and you're going to make small adjustments. You're going to tighten her down a little bit, test the fit, and open it up and close it a couple times till you feel that you're really in the right spot, and then you're going to cinch it all down at the end. With the RTV in the middle and then your bolts. The bolts themselves too, I believe we also use some anti-seize. That's that stuff that gets everywhere, the gray tin, we call it the tin man, because it just gets everywhere. It is like the most liquidy and sticky paint you ever did have, but put a little anti-seize on there, that way if you do ever have to take them off again, it should come back out. So that's kind of how we got the hinges done. We did this 4 years ago, and I'm looking at my hinges right now, zero rust on either end of it. I replaced both the receiver on the bottom too. I don't think Wade did the bottom one. I just replaced everything. But I have no rust on that one, and there's no rust on the actual hinges on the doors themselves, which I'm going to take a peek at. Yeah, they're all fine too. Perfect, look perfect still. And like I said, I do take them off on the regular, and I put white lithium grease on them, definitely during the winter too. I think Wade a couple years ago, his passenger door was having a hard time opening up, and he had to get the door off and use some sandpaper, sand it down. And then put the grease on it. It was like liquid again, liquid butter. So it was just fine for that. But every now and again, you just gotta clean it up, put some more grease on there, and should be no problem. But that's kind of how I did the hinges. Again, the design flaws is just exposed. So the hinges that are gonna rust are definitely, now I'm looking at it, the top door hinge is gonna be hooked to your window or your windshield hinge. So, and then there's the one on the bottom too, just to kind of receiver. The hinges on your hood, mine are perfect. I mean, I just don't see them rusting a whole bunch. I haven't seen them rust anywhere. So, but if yours are rusting, I think you can get those replaced too. A lot of guys will put their high lift jack on the front there on that those hinges though too. So it's up to you guys, but I think I'm just gonna leave those alone. I put my jack somewhere else. The other hinges that definitely rust, and mine are rust and they're going to be replaced, is the tailgate hinges, so that they'll bubble up and chip away. Mine are just kind of, they look more like a cast metal. This doesn't look really rusting, but the paint is just chipping off all over the place. So this is one of my next projects, because when you put bigger tires on there, you're going to need to have a better way to carry your spare, because this one will hold like 40 pounds of a tire, but when you get a 50, 60 pound tire on there, these hinges will start to fail and you're going to have a bow to something. So I think Rugged Ridge makes a tire carrier for this. There's another one out there, I can't remember their name, but they're very similar. And basically it just replaces all those hinges and gives you a stronger hinge. It has a little X-brace to it that you can fit up to a 35 or a 37 inch just on the standard hinges that are here. I'm not a big fan of having a big old bumper on there, a big heavy bumper, like the stock bumpers, because they're light and they're already on there. And so I don't want to replace those. So if I can just replace that spare tire carrier by having a lighter or new hinges, just by doing that, it's about a $400, $350 to $400 upgrade. I'm going to do that. You can get that on a couple different websites, have them. But poke around the different ones, because some have them for $370, some have them for $400. So, might as well save 30 bucks and just find the right website. So, you guys know all the different websites. You can go check those out, compare shop a little bit, but that's where they're at. Free JK guys, same deal. My brother-in-law is getting some different tires on his Jeep this week, and he's definitely has to look at a different spare tire carrier. So he's gonna pick one out already too. It's a very similar one. I think my brother did it already for his JK, and the 33s on there, so he went and got a different spare tire carrier. But that's how you would change the rear ones are simple, easier, but same thing, don't strip it out. No, let's get to the point. If you do strip it out, what next? I've seen a few different things. Reasons why you strip it out is because you didn't use the heat, or you got a really stubborn guy there. So there's the garbage truck, and it makes some noise at my house right now. I'm in the garage here doing my thing. There he goes. Yeah, so if you do strip it out, a couple things you can do. Sometimes you just got a bad bolt that's gonna go. What I have seen people do is get the Dremel out, and they just make one line right through the middle of the whole thing, and they get a really big screwdriver out, and that gives them a little more torque to it to be able to with that big blade on the flat end screwdriver to get in there and pull it out. There's a new YouTube couple that are on TV, and they have a TJ. Rubicon, and they stripped one out. And he said at the during the thing, he goes, he put the line across the Dremel, but then he put the heat on, and it came right out. So he didn't do the heat on one bolt, and it burned them. So if you want to save yourself some time, use the heat is the secret. And don't try to beat on it and try to go too hard. You just want to kind of lightly twist. So yeah, that was the hinge update and my suggestion there. You can take it off and paint it and repaint it if you want. I just think it's the cheap way to go. You've got a few hours of your time, and you probably got a few bucks in the paint and your time. That's it. And you could probably have a few beers while you're doing it and be happy about it. But 2 years from now, a year from now, you might have the same exact problem. So that's why I'm going to suggest the hinges, the stainless steel hinges. The Kentrol is the brand I used, and I used the black one. I did not use the bright chrome-colored stainless steel. You can get that. So you can kind of poke around and find the right color. Black goes with everything. Since my Jeep is black, that's fine with me. But no matter what color your Jeep is, black will look just fine. And so that's why you can get black hinges for any Jeep that you have from – I know the TJ and JK, pretty sure the JL will have some stainless steel hinges available within the next year because it'll start rusting already. It's really sad that you have to kind of replace them, but all in, you're probably going to be under about $400 to replace your hinges. But again, you'll be pretty happy with the outcome because you'll never have to really worry about that rust in that spot again. I think I went with my mirror relocations. I did that so I can kind of keep them on there. They are also, they're not rusting at all. Well, if they are aluminum or stainless steel them too, but those fit on the same way. I just backed out because I had anti-seize on my hinges for the windshield. I was able to back those right out, use the same hardware, and put it back in. Actually, I had a little different hardware. Must have came with it. But I was able to still use it, and they look nice. So no complaints there. Don't know the brand name, probably Quadratec Jam, I'm not sure. But I use those to get my hinges on there, or not the hinges, the mirrors. So like I said, I just want to kind of give a little update on that piece. My suggestion, obviously I'm not an expert, but I've done this and I'm happy about it. So that's my two cents about why either the Kentrol or the Smittybilt stainless steel hinges are probably the way to go. A little more expensive process, but you'll be happy with it. I've had this Jeep ready for 4 years, and that was one of the first things we did is replace the hinges. It was 5 years coming up, I guess. But I plan on keeping it for a long time, so it's not like something I'm going to ship it on down the road after a couple of years. I'm going to keep it for a while, so I wanted to do the long-term solution. I was also able to, this week, I have one step closer to the next build. If this COVID nightmare is ever done anytime soon, I could get some more stuff done. But I was able to pick up my rear locker. I got a very similar to my front locker. It was a used but or installed but never used rear locker. I don't know how I find these, but I was lucky enough to find a similar setup. Both of them are set up to have lower gears than are in there right now. Currently, it's at 373s. And since I'm going to bigger tires and got some surprises coming up with a gear company, I think I'm going to go to 33s or 35s on the tires and probably 456 on the gearing. And these are both set up to have 392 and lower, numerically higher a number. So I'm set up for both of those. Kind of lucked out with both of them, finding them that's what I wanted and that's where they're at. Went with the ARB setup, and I already have the ARB compressor. The ARB switches are into the Jeep. We did that, months ago. We worked on that, got that all set. And so it's one step closer. So kind of had a long-term plan of what I wanted to do with the Jeep and build, and we're getting closer and closer to getting that done. But still, I'm just waiting a little bit longer, just making sure, can afford the install price. So just waiting a bit longer on that piece. But again, it should be a fun process to finally, finish-ish. One of my clients asked me one time, are you finished with the Jeep yet? And I go, I'm never going to be finished. But I have a plan, and hopefully I'll get closer to that end result very soon. So that's my idea behind the hinge piece, hinges. And you can find those all on the interwebs. You guys know where to look. But that's my two cents on stainless steel hinges, and why I'm a big fan of that. And what to do and what not to do on stripping a bolt out. Again, I've definitely broken and stripped bolts out, and that's why the name of this podcast is Cross Thread Off Road. I don't know if you guys caught it last week, but I call it Cross Road Off Road Podcast one time. And I'm correcting myself now, but that's why it's called Cross Thread, because I made a few mistakes. I'm just trying to help people not make those same mistakes. So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Hey guys, thanks for listening to the Cross Thread Off Road Podcast, brought to you by Zeus Off Road in Burnsville, Minnesota, and by Motors and More Jeeps in Brainerd, Minnesota. Those are just a few of my ideas on hinges and what might be good for your off-roader. It's a common problem for all Jeeps, so I just thought I'd do a little segment on that, what we did to alleviate the problem of my TJ, and maybe that'll work for you on your TJ or JK or JL or whatever else you might have. So thanks for listening.